If you could tell us a bit about what you do at Abayagiri and why Abayagiri? What's the value having been a monk in many monasteries, both in the East and the West? What's the value of having a global sangha? And why not having that in Thailand?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's a great question, a big question. But the well, one of the reasons is because they don't just people don't just suffer in Thailand; they suffer everywhere. So it's good to have places that are dedicated to peace and to clarity. Anywhere in the world. And so that's and it's certainly the Appomattox group is I mean, I think there's ongoing efforts and commitment to setting something up there, and just but having your group, yeah, it's important to develop your resources and yeah, having also, I mean, one of the things with having a monastery is ha one is having a physical place that people can come to and experience a sense of ease or well-being, and say, why Abayagiri? I mean, just in terms of a name, one, it is a mountain. Giri means what it means. Literally, it means fearless mountain, and so it definitely is a mountain. We're in a va we're in a valley here. We've got 280 acres. The front of the monastery is at about 300 meter elevation, and then the back of the monastery is at about a 800 meter elevation, so that we got slopes, and one of the challenges is finding flat spots to build anything. But what it does, it makes for a really peaceful environment. But then the word abaya literally means fearless. But it also has that sense of security or safety. Coming into a place where one doesn't have to experience fear. And I thought that that was, in terms when we set up the monastery, I mean, the human condition is very fear driven, and so setting up a place that explicitly puts this sense of how do we work with this fear, how do we overcome this fear, and then particularly coming to America, which is a fear driven nation. As are most nations, really. So that creating a refuge, a respite, within a society, within a culture. So that having a natural setting, natural environment, that people can come into and feel safe. Is a to me is a blessing, and it's a gift to the world. Also having a place where many people can come together and practice together to help support each other in that aspiration is to me is an important thing to be doing. Because it's we can be inspired but on our own individually, but it's hard to maintain a continuity of practice and commitment when it's just when if we're just on our own all the time. So it's just it's hard. And you know, one of the great things of living in a monastery is that, you know, and I've been in monasteries for a long time, is that, you know, I've never seen a monastery where absolutely every single person is fed up and frustrated at the same time. Or lazy and not committed at all at the same time. Now, I haven't seen that. There's a framework to uplift the mind and up the game a bit and pay attention to that training, pay attention to that commitment to the refuges and the precepts. So that's a short answer.